I would like to start off by saying this is a two-part lesson. The first part is the key to the shackles of anxiety and depression. For that, let's turn to 1 John chapter 4 and verses 15 through 18 reads, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." For the second part of our reading, I'd like you to turn to Philippians chapter 4 and verses 4 through 9. And it reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Supplication is being humble. Continuing at verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." At this time, I'd like to give you a few definitions. The definition of moderation is not violent or subject to extremes, gentleness, temperate. The definition of virtue is moral excellence and righteousness, goodness. The definition of worship is an expression of honor and love to God. At this time, I'd like to give you the definition of depression. Depression is characterized by an inability to concentrate, insomnia, loss of appetite, loss of pleasure, feelings of extreme sadness, guilt, helplessness, and hopelessness. We see here by definition that depression is extreme sadness and hopelessness. The definition of sadness is a state of being sad. The definition of sad is affected or characterized by sorrow or unhappiness, a feeling of the blues. An antonym of sad or the blues is happiness and joy. That means those are opposites. The definition of joy is intense and especially ecstatic or exultant happiness. At this time, I'd like to call your attention to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So we now see that by definition of depression that you have a feeling of hopelessness, and we see from Hebrews that faith is hope. So then, how do we get faith? For that, we find the answer in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 10. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." 1 John chapter 4, verse 13 reads, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it reads, "Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Another thing that the Bible tells us is in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 6, and it reads, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So now we see that by faith of God's spoken word, that it also counts towards obtaining righteousness. Now let's look at the definition of anxiety. Anxiety, a state of intense apprehension, uncertainty, and fear resulting from the anticipation of a threatening event or situation, often to a degree that normal physical and psychological functioning is disrupted. Synonyms of anxiety is worry, care, and concern. If you'll go to Luke in chapter 12 and verse 22 through 32, it reads, and he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to the stature one cubit? A cubit is an ancient linear measure of the distance of about 17 to 22 inches. Continuing at verse 26, if you then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. In the book of Matthew, when Jesus is speaking of the end time, which we believe we are living in today, he said, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Also in the book of Matthew, he tells us how to get rest for our souls. In Matthew chapter 11, in verse 28, it reads, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. At this time, I'd like to give you a few more definitions. The definition of laden is weighed down with a load, heavy, oppressed, burdened. The definition of burden is something that is emotionally difficult to bear, a source of great worry or stress, a weight. The definition of worry is to feel uneasy or concerned about something, being troubled. And the definition of troubled is to cause emotional strain or anxiety to worry or distress. However, you don't have to live with anxiety and depression any longer, because we know what will happen when we worship the Lord God. And for that, we'll be reading from Nehemiah in chapter 8, verse 10, and it reads, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Not your joy, but his joy is our strength. And that comes through worship in the Lord. In Psalms chapter 95 and verse 6 it reads, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Also in the book of Psalms in chapter 100 verses 1 through 5 it reads, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, even this wicked generation we live in today. In 2 Samuel verse 6 and 14 it reads, "And David danced before the Lord with all his might." Now we know that this doesn't mean David got up and did a dance like the people in clubs do, and like the people that we've seen in times past on the TV set. This is a genuine praise unto the Lord where somebody from the bottom of their heart danced before the Lord. So now we know that by following their examples and concentrating on the six things of verse 8 of Philippians, when we worship the Lord, remembering to pray in supplication and thanksgiving, that we will obtain peace. Rereading Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. We will obtain the peace of God, and we have now received joy from the Lord in our worship to Him. Peace is contentment, and by faith and love in Jesus we have gained godliness." In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verses 6 through 10 it reads, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment," which is clothing, "let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So now we have obtained peace, joy, and godliness with contentment." Rereading 1 John chapter 4 and 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." So now by our worship, we have also obtained love. All of this has been achieved by loving Jesus and worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. In John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 it reads, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 15 through 17 it reads, "By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." What we know about the devil. In John chapter 8, verse 44, "Ye are of the father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." In 1 Peter chapter 5, 6-11 it reads, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Satan oppresses us with our thoughts, but we have power over Satan. In James chapter 4, verse 7, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. To resist the devil, you need to put on the whole armor of God. This is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. In closing, we also know that the battle has already been won. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10 it reads, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night, forever and ever."